Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Everett.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
It is the 17th. It is April. Hope everybody had a good tax week. That's over and done with. We'll do that next year. Have fun. Yeah, that was great. Not going to lie, Ed, I don't want to be here, man. I don't want to be here. We have Sun and Fun Flying coming up this weekend, and yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be up there.
Why are you beeping?
That's me?
Yeah.
I'm not touching it. I literally have not moved.
Okay, something was beeping. Now, you're good now.
No, yeah, I heard it too. I don't know, maybe it's somebody calling in or something.
Is your
like
laptop
that.
Not plugged in and it was signaling no. Low battery or anything?
No, I mean, actually, funny story.
Randy Harris hotline?
If this thing is not plugged in, it does not turn on. I don't even have a battery in it. I need to get a new battery.
Power goes out, you're SOL.
Pretty much, but I guess if the power goes out, then everything goes out, so I'm not the only one. So
yep.
It is what it is. But yeah, I am definitely looking forward to the Sun and Fun fly-in. We've had great weather recently, and to talk about it, we'll have Doug Jeans on at the bottom of the hour to go over what they're going to be doing at the Sun and Fun. He is from the Kavanaugh Flight and Aviation Museum out in Dallas. And if you remember from a couple weeks back, Randy was out covering UFC 185 in Dallas, made a stop by. He called from the museum. He was talking about everything out there. So this will be our opportunity to catch up with Doug and talk about what they will be bringing to the area at the Sun and Fun Fly-In this weekend. So very much looking forward to that. You think about what's happened in the last year, talking about tax day and how everything has come to pass over the last year. You get your taxes done. I don't know if anybody's familiar with this phone app called Time Hop, and it basically takes your social media and it will tell you on this day X amount of years ago, this is what you posted, this is what you did, and it gives you a reminder of everything. And I got mine, and I was at this time 1 year ago today. I was with Randy, I was with Sean, it was a Thursday, and we were sitting in Shaquille O'Neal's house. We were at the UFC press conference. He had, Diesel had let everybody from the UFC, all the media, all the fighters, do a press conference on his basketball court the Thursday before UFC on Fox 11, I believe it was, if I'm remembering correctly, and I reference my time hop. Yes, on Fox 11. So that was obviously a very cool experience, but now we've moved on to UFC on Fox 15. And that is where Randy is right now, up in Newark, New Jersey. I'm sure he's spending some time in New York. I'm checking his Facebook, and he's at some point in time, somebody's got to call in and give him crap about he bought a selfie stick. And so right now he's wandering around Times Square with a selfie stick taking pictures of himself. So, yes, next time he's back in town, so next week, call in and, razz him for the whole selfie stick thing. But he is covering UFC on Fox 15, that's Lyoto Machida versus Luke Rockhold this weekend. That's Saturday. It is on Fox, so it's free TV, so there's no excuse. You better watch it. There's going to be a lot of surprisingly good fights that it sort of the entire event crept up on us, and here it is. There wasn't too much, in my opinion, in the way of buildup, but you look at it, and it's a pretty quality card. Some big names, and you have Lyoto Machida, you have Jacare Souza. We had Chris Camozzi on the show last night. I got a chance to interview him. Cub Swanson, Max Holloway. That's going to be a really exciting fight. If you have Cub Swanson on, then it's going to be an exciting fight. Certainly a chance for a performance of the night. Felice Herrig versus Paige VanZant. That's going to be the first fight on the main card on Fox. That's going to be an exciting fight. A lot of buildup, a lot of tension between those two. And to talk more about this card as well as other stuff, Randy's calling in from the great Northeast. Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I'm calling in from a buffet.
This is my surprised voice.
Yeah. Some Korean barbecue. We've been here for about an hour and a half. I probably have another hour to go. But it's all good. Yep, I'm looking forward to it. Big UFC tomorrow. And I want to know why it seems that there always has to be confrontations at weigh-ins.
That, well, it's almost as if that's the furthest they can go without actually putting their hands on people. So they might as well push it.
I understand that you're going to try to push a fight leading up to a fight, but now it's a day or 2 days before. If you're not buying, and this one isn't even a pay-per-view, you know, it's on Fox, so it's no big deal. You know, but to kind of do it, I don't know. I like leading up to, but a day or two before, I think it's kind of uncalled for.
Quick question. How is the selfie stick stuff going on for you?
I'm learning how to use the selfie stick as I walk around Times Square. It's been very interesting. But I look like a tourist.
Well, you look like a tourist, but you also look quite frustrated.
No, it's not frustrated. That was my serious thing.
Well,
I did take some pictures at Madison Square Garden, and I semi-smiled. You're not going to get a full smile out of me, but a semi-smile.
You did for MSG. You at least stepped up your game because it is such an iconic sports location. You may be getting a chance sometime later this year to take a picture at MSG with a UFC fight card present for it.
Yeah, we will hope. There is still some talk that may happen at the end of the year. What I would like you to discuss later when I check out of here, I'm going to go for my second plate of food here at the buffet here in a minute. But I know I'm getting looks like, yeah, sure, second plate. That was an hour ago. I'm having a discussion with a family member, and I know that we've talked about this before. Which would you rather, a consistent team year in and year out, or a team win a Super Bowl and then be awful for the next 8 years?
Consistent team.
Ed, why don't I ask you, because you've covered the Bucks long enough, which would you rather?
I'd sell everything I had to win it all once.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, because I've been there in the 80s and 90s and preseason.
Yeah, we suffered through all that, and still losing is losing. So whether you lose in the NFC Championship game or AFC Championship game, or you lose in the Super Bowl, I think I would, if I was a fan, I think I would rather my team win at least one than just be consistently decent year in and year out.
Yeah, didn't Buffalo go 4 years in a row of the Super Bowl and lost?
They did.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty stacked team. Of course, you know, one missed field goal in Tampa cost the Buffalo Bills.
So,
you know what the Buffalo Bills do lead in, though, don't you?
Uh-oh. What's the punchline?
Wings?
No, the Buffalo Bills, and they definitely lead over the New England Patriots in murderers going to prison.
Oh, jeez.
There it is. There it is.
Too soon?
Too soon. Tusa, and what are your thoughts? We obviously hadn't had a chance to broach the subject, but since we have now jumped in with both feet, what were your thoughts? 6 days of deliberation, obviously, that tends to lead towards maybe not all the charges coming back with a guilty verdict. Comes back, murder plus the five gun charges. What are your thoughts on how everything shook out?
I'm going to answer that like I answer watching a fight. If I don't watch the whole fight, it's hard for me to judge. I didn't watch the whole trial. The thing that I find interesting, though, is how can states have different laws? How can one state you have to have proof, one state you don't have to have the murder weapon? If you just think you had the murder weapon, that's good enough, which it is in Massachusetts. You don't have to have the murder weapon. Explain that.
I wish I could, but that's an individual state right. I mean, they have the right to make those sorts of laws and how they will carry out those laws and serve their justice. So one of those situations where it is what it is.
Oh, well. I know you got a big interview coming up soon. You ready for that?
I do. I am looking forward to it. Plugged it at the beginning. I flat out said I didn't even want to be here right now because I want to be at Sun and Fun, so... it's going to be good to talk to Doug and find out some more of what they're bringing from Dallas here to the Tampa Bay area for Sun and Fun.
When is Sun and Fun?
It's this full weekend.
So it's this weekend? All right. Well,
next weekend. Right. Next weekend. I misspoke. Next weekend.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think it was this weekend, but you might want to know that.
That would be a plus. Yeah, I've been so mixed up on my days.
And you'll find out why you want to know that soon enough, but... I just wanted to call in real quick. I'm getting looks all over the place because I'm on the phone here in this awesome buffet. But I will try to get out of here and check back in. There are a few things. You know, I do want to talk about the Rays, what's going on with them. How about two things I'm sure you either have talked about or you will talk about. Super Stud with the Chicago Cubs called up and right out of the block batting fourth. And Ryan Howard has been lowered from fourth to seventh in the Phillies lineup.
Bryant coming up and automatically batting fourth, not a surprise. Ryan Howard getting moved down from fourth to seventh, the fact that it happened, no, that's not a surprise. The fact that it took this long is the biggest surprise for me.
That could be. I don't know, bringing up a rookie and run out of blocks, batting him clean up. I think you're setting him up for failure.
I understand what you're saying. You run a very big risk of doing that. But if he's hot, and especially depending on what he was doing down in the minors, if he was obviously hot during spring training, if he was hot when he was with Iowa, you bring him up, you keep it going, you try to take advantage as much as you can. Again, yes, long season, but try to get as many wins early as you can, take a lot of pressure off later on down the road. So if you can take care of that now, might as well use it. You can put him down in the lineup later on if for whatever reason you need to, and go from it from there. But I think it also helps out to have a guy like Soler batting second, who is a beast and just takes some of that pressure off of Bryant as well. So if he's feeling less pressure and he's able to get comfy at the plate and perform the way we've seen him perform, then all of that confidence is just going to help out in the long run. All right. So, all right, Randy.
The buffet was calling, I guess.
Randy had enough. He he was just going to let me go, which he did. So, but that said, I'll let everybody else go for a couple minutes. We're at our first break. So, stay tuned. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by PostShare.com.
Took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
At Torta Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Torta Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Torta Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of The Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
Let's get it started in here.
Hey Tampa, looking for your next adventure? How about a day filled with 25 epic obstacles, crazy costumes, rockin' music, and plenty of beer? The 5th annual Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race is returning to the Tampa area on May 9th with just what you need. Grab your friends and get ready for the adventure of a lifetime as you climb mountains of stacked shipping containers, rocket down a 50-foot water slide, jump over fire, bounce on trampolines, and crawl through underground tunnels of dirty, yucky mud, all while wearing whatever insane costume you and your friends come up with. But the fun doesn't stop there. Join thousands of partiers in the massive festival where you can play in adult bounce houses, ride mechanical bulls, dance your butt off in the foam pit, and enjoy cold craft beer from Harpoon Brewery. Rugged Maniac 5K Obstacle Race, Saturday, May 9th at Little Everglades Ranch in Dade City. Don't miss out on this wild and crazy day of fun. Get off the couch and do something exciting with your weekend. Tickets are selling fast, so grab your friends and register today at ruggedmaniac.com. That's ruggedmaniac.com.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Paul Harding, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Welcome back. Second segment, talking sports with Randy Harris, Wegs in studio. Randy up in New York, spending time eating, no kidding. Going to be at Newark for UFC on Fox 15. Let's go to the phone lines. Friend of the show calling in. Rob, I hear you're on your bike. You out of breath yet?
What? Big Ed, man.
Yeah.
Big Ed, you're still thinking about the Bucks getting Jameis Winston. It gets in too much trouble. I say Marcus Mariota.
I like that. Thought process, and I think thank you for bringing that up, because that brings us to the news from yesterday that now he's going to have to deal with this civil case. He has Erica Kinsman, who filed the charges, who made the claims back in 2012 regarding the rape allegations and all of that. That's coming up, and of course, timing is suspect. Expected, but suspect. And it's kind of, I'm viewing this as it is very hard for the Bucks to justify drafting somebody who, at least right now, is going to be having to deal with this civil suit, especially with the nature of it, regardless of what was done in the past, what charges were brought, dropped, how it was handled, all of this stuff. The bottom line is he's dealing with a civil suit now, and the big question is, will this be taken care of and swept under the rug before the draft day, and how will that force the Bucks' hand? So I'd love to hear what you have to say on it, Ed, but personally, I think it is hard to justify, and we're looking at Mariota in a Bucks uniform.
Well, if we don't see him in a Bucks uniform, that means that somebody offered the farm for him, you know, and the Bucks had no choice but to trade down and somehow. But we were talking before the show that it just, these are the little things that are going to come out of the closet, if you want to say that, or out of the woodwork. There's going to be little things as we get closer and closer and closer. And there's still that documentary to come out by, what was her name again? They never published her name, did they? They actually published her name?
I don't think so.
No. And that's supposed to come out either the day before or 2 days before the draft, some sort of a like Dateline thing, and they're going to show, you know, her side and how the Jacksonville Police Department, or, you know, the Tallahassee, rather, the police department really screwed up the investigation, and basically he got off scot-free. So, you know, public opinion is very powerful, you know, when it comes to a fan base. But, you know, especially what happened last year with
everything,
you know,
else,
Ray Rice and all that other deal there, you know, people are going to be thinking of this. Here's a guy that hasn't even gotten any money yet, and he's already in trouble. So,
yeah, and the backlash has already been very strong, obviously, in the sports world and outside of the sports world. And obviously if it's Dateline who's doing it, then they're using that to their advantage, and that explains their timing.
Well, I think the girl is using it to her advantage, because you have to understand it. You know, the criminal case was not going to happen. And the only way to get him back or to tell her side, if, you know, let's say her story is legit, because, okay, you know, 99% of these things are legit, and, you know, athletes get away with a lot of stuff. But let's say, true, you know, that that whole Rolling Stone thing, that is one of the cases that gives this a bad name, because, you know, these guys were called out for nothing. They didn't do anything. She made the whole thing up, and Rolling Stone inflated the article. But in this case here, the fact that the police screwed up the investigation, here's a girl that possibly and most likely was raped, and she has no satisfaction or any justice has been served. The only way to get him is in his wallet and hurt him on draft day. And you don't do this, you know, in February, because then you have all of February, March, and April for people to forget. They pick the perfect time, which is a couple of weeks before the draft. This is coming out, and then watch for that documentary to come out a day or two before the draft.
One thing also interesting is we were talking about earlier with the Aaron Hernandez case and what you can prove, what you need to prove, what is acceptable for a guilty verdict, depending on the states or the charges or whatever. And when you're getting into the difference between criminal and civil, there's a huge difference. And instead of having to get the quote-unquote beyond reasonable doubt and when you're trying to prove a case, for civil, you don't need to go that far.
Yeah, perfect instance is O.J. Sure. I mean, that trial, he was found not guilty in the civil trial. They were awarded millions, and rightfully so.
Yeah, you just and for lack of a better phrase, her story in this case has to be better than his story.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a very big possibility that the only good, if that's the proper word to use, outcome for Winston is for this to be handled ASAP, because even if they do try to fight it, they don't settle, and it goes into however many months of deliberations, then, again, there's not as much work that has to be done on the plaintiff's side to be able to come out on this, and that might be at a time when he has a lot more money to be available, and it's not just $15,000.
Right, and if she was, a lot of people say, well, she's just after money. If she was truly after money, she would wait till after he's drafted and then do the suit.
Once
not before, because he doesn't have any money right now. And this could wind up costing him millions of dollars in the draft. I mean, if he moves down, I mean, if there's a clear-cut case of public opinion that he's guilty, NFL owners are going to look at that. What am I going to draft here? Am I going to draft a circus by getting him in here? You're going to have protesters and everything out there. He could fall. I mean, he could fall to second or third or fourth round just merely by what comes out in this documentary. I mean, if it comes out that it's clear cut that he did do something, public opinion, very powerful. So he may fall. That could cost millions of dollars. So if she was in it for the money, she would wait till after he's drafted.
Speaking of, is it worth it and the money, would he be worth it for a team if he did drop to third or fourth round? Is that, because bottom line, you're still going to have the same off the field stuff that's happening right now.
Yeah, I mean.
So do you take that chance if he's not a first round or a first overall
pick? With all this talent that he supposedly has to be the number one overall pick, if he were to drop to third or fourth round, then you could possibly take a chance on him, and you got to stipulate it in his contract. I mean, I don't care where he goes. There's going to be something in his contract that where if he gets into trouble or anything like that, he's not the ownership is not going to have to pay the rest of his contract or back pay or anything like that.
And he's been very, very vocal, and it makes sense that he would foot stomp the point that, oh, I'm not the same person. I've grown up so much. I've matured, and I won't do this again. And he's That's the party line for him right now.
Right.
For him and his team right now.
Well,
so
it hasn't been that long. I mean,
true. Yeah. I mean, how much can you really learn?
How much can you change in a couple of months, really? I mean,
but at the time, he was still a college kid.
Yeah. But there are a lot of college kids out there that don't rape girls.
They
don't get up on, and they don't steal from Publix and stuff like that.
True. I understand that. But the learning curve going from a college kid to you're about to get drafted is very, very steep. And considering all of the outside attention and also outside help that he has received because of it, be it legally, be it personally, whatever, I mean, you have to give him at least a little bit of credit and say, you know what? I mean, I think he realizes that what he did in the past is bad and he shouldn't do it again. Obviously, it remains to be seen on whether he knows not to do it again. But you have to think that some learning has been done here, right?
Well, we don't know what he's doing with his spare time. I mean, he's gone to a couple of workouts, yes. But well, we don't know what he's doing. His agent could have him locked in a room and just feeding him three meals a day until draft day. And just stay off the phone, stay off social media, and stuff like that. And just stay out of the public eye. And then, but there's going to be the part where, the moment where he realizes and he looks at his bank account and sees that money in there. Then, that could change a person. It did to guys like Vince Young. I mean, they had a great college career, and they looked like they were going to be the next guy that could throw a football through a car wash without getting it wet and just lead any team up and down the field. And he just loses his spark. I mean, he just loses it. So,
good points all around, but we are just a little bit late. We need to hit this break. We will have Doug Jeans on from Kavanaugh Flight Museum. After the break, this is Talking Sports brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Bob the Beast Sapp, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. I'm gonna knock him out.
All right, welcome back. Second half of Talking Sports this week. On tax week, it's a happy week. Got that done. Gonna go out and enjoy the first week of the next fiscal year, right? And I know the way I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna be going to Sun and Fun next week, and to talk more about it, we have Doug Jeans from the Kavanaugh Flight Museum. That's out in Dallas, but you guys are gonna be in town and being able to enjoy this lovely Florida weather with some of your aircraft. How you doing, Doug?
Yeah. Hey, great. Yeah, that's what we're planning on doing. I'm sitting here, in fact, to make a repair to one of our airplanes, a little open fabric work while we're talking. But, yeah, we plan on taking down our P-51 Mustang, our 85 Sky Raider, and we have two T-28s all down there. And be fine, having a good time. Something we look forward to every year. We have a good time down there.
It's very cool. One thing I've always been a fan of is older aircraft. Even before I was in the Air Force, I just had an appreciation for aviation and specifically like World War II aircraft. And for those of our listeners who didn't tune in, didn't get to hear when Randy was out at the Kavanaugh Flight Museum back a couple weeks ago when he was in town, let's talk about your museum just a little bit for a recap.
Sure.
How long have you guys been doing what you do out there?
We've been open for a little over 22 years.
What's
we got a large collection. Got about 65 airplanes on display. Everything from World War One all the way up to Desert Storm, and a lot of our airplanes, makes us a little unique is a lot of our airplanes fly. So, as you can tell, because we're taking a couple of them down to San Antonio.
Absolutely, very much looking forward to that. I really can't wait to go up there and see you guys
yeah,
doing
you're coming
that.
Out, right?
I will most certainly be there. Definitely
we'll be looking for you. Yeah.
Definitely. It's good. Kind of a bucket list thing for me. To be able to go out and do that. So. Thank you guys for doing that. How long have you guys been going out to Sun and Fun?
This will be my 23rd time, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We always take a pretty good, sizable group with us, volunteers and employees and staff and all, and we go down there and we have a great time. We rent a house over on the east side right off of the lake, and I mean, it's just a great time. I really enjoy it.
Now, obviously, you said there you have 65 aircraft, and most of them fly. What is it's kind of like a kid? I'm assuming you may have multiple kids, but it's not necessarily always kosher, if you will, to pick a favorite one. Do you have any favorite aircraft in your inventory?
Like you say, and I have three boys, so I know what you mean, but. Yeah, the one I'm working on right now is an F4U Corsair, if you remember that from the Baja Black Sheep. And that's probably my favorite one to fly. There's also an Army plane that's not very well known called a Mohawk, and it was used during Vietnam, and that's a lot of fun. So I mean, all of them are flying are fun, just some of them are more fun than others.
What is
I got guys working in the background here.
No worries. Live radio, as they say, anything
sure,
can happen.
Sure.
So what all should we expect for when Sun and Fun comes around next week? What are you guys going to be doing aside from the fly alongs as well?
Well, we'll be flying during the air show. We also sell rides in some of our aircraft, so be available for that. And mainly, just talking about the airplanes, giving demonstrations, tours, people can come and take a look at the airplanes. And there'll be, of course, a lot more there. It's going to be a really good time.
How did you get into the antique aircrafts in the first place?
what used to be called the Confederate Air Force, and now it's the Commemorative Air Force. I went to an air show and just kind of fell in love. And I was working for a little airline at the time, and so I was in around aviation. And it just kind of grew from there. And I started restoring old airplanes as kind of a hobby, and then turned it into a job, and then ended up here. So.
And the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
is the only thing you guys have is just an extensive aircraft collection, or is there more stuff that you guys have for people to see?
No, we have vehicles. We have a Sherman tank that's just like in the movie Yuri. And that one actually runs and shoots, and it's just we try to keep everything as best we can operating and running.
Fury is a fantastic movie, by the
yeah.
way. I love that movie. I rented it one time, and I was watching it. I think I watched it three times before I took it out, took it back. But
come out here. We have one. It drives and runs, and we take it around the gun shoot. And another fun thing. Kids really love that, especially when they break it out and shoot the gun. We have our annual event in May. 16th and 17th, and so we'll fly most of our airplanes and bring the tank out and run it and shoot it, and it's always good times.
It certainly sounds like a great time. And for those of our listeners who won't be able to make it to Sun and Fun, but are either in Dallas or if they're passing through, tell us about where they can go to see this incredible collection.
Well, we're in the north part of Dallas, a suburb called Addison. And it's just straight north of Dallas. Don't even realize you're leaving Dallas to get into Addison. And we're right off the tollway, and you know, plenty of restaurants and hotels and everything around. And can take tours, you know, to the museum. We're open 7 days a week. Closed on a couple of holidays, not too many. But the website's cavflight.org, cavflight.org. You can always look up ahead and see what's going on. And we try to have something going on, some flying going on every weekend. We have some event at least once a quarter, and sometimes more during the better months, of course. So always something going on.
Great stuff. Again, Doug, thank you very much for the time.
Sure.
Looking forward to Sun and Fun next week, and we will see you then.
Yeah, look forward to it. Come look us up.
Will do. Thank you very much. That's Doug Jeans from the Kavanaugh Flight Museum just outside of Dallas. Again, as I said earlier, this is a bucket list type deal just to have the ability to be around some of these impressive aircraft if you can, and you can get one of these rides. I mean, they offer them to anybody and everybody if you want. They call them Warbird rides. So they do P-51. You can go in a Sky Raider. They do some helicopters as well. All sorts of things, and it's really something that you should take a look at. And I'm giddy. It's hard for me to speak right now. I am giddy. The ability to fly. I think what we have worked out. Hopefully, fingers crossed. I'm trying to. It's called expectation management. I learned this in the Air Force. If you don't say you can do too much, then you won't fall on your face. So I want to make sure I don't pump it up for myself too much. But if I can fly in a P-51, I think I could die tomorrow and I'd be golden.
I didn't realize the greatness of it. No, when I got on the B-17 experience, the B-17 bomber that I was flying, an actual plane that was in the war, had been restored and everything. And I sat in one of those seats, and mm-hmm. here I am sitting in the seat, and I'm thinking, there's a bunch of us people in here sitting in this for enjoyment and taking a tour or in a ride and everything, and there were actually guys sitting here not knowing if they'd ever see their family again, getting ready to go out on a run.
Yeah, it's very true. I mean, you try to think of the historical significance of what you're doing when you, as you said, if you're just sitting in that chair mm-hmm. and try to go through that thought process of the first person who sat in that chair,
yeah,
which was back 70 years ago, and well, now 71 to 70.
Yeah.
5 years ago, something like that. And you're like, yeah.
Now they're going to take you up there and do barrel rolls and all that stuff? Or?
I sure hope so. I want to tell the pilot, please, if you can, make me puke.
Oh.
If you can. I will have the GoPro in my hand, and I'm going to film as much as possible. I'll try not to be thrown up against the side of the glass for too long, but... yeah, gonna have the GoPro, gonna put that up on the website, knockoutradio.com, talkingsportswithrandyharris.com, and so hopefully everybody else will get to live vicariously through me if they don't get a chance to either go to Sun and Fun next weekend, or next week, excuse me, or to go over and see them in person in Addison, just outside of Dallas. So with that said, it is time for the last break, the last set of bills we need to pay. So thanks for tuning in. We have one more segment left in today's Talking Sports with Randy Harris, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Budget Self Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self Storage. You need.
Confidential documents shredded. Contact Budget Self Storage. You need the spare room back. Contact Budget Self Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
The biggest air show in the South is back in Lakeland. Sun and Fun International Fly-In and Expo celebrates its 41st year all week long, April 21st through April 26th. This year promises to be bigger, faster, and louder than ever before. Experience the heart-thumping, awe-inspiring performance of the Breitling Jet Team's U.S. debut and the Air Force Thunderbirds. See thousands of aircraft both in the air and on display, and an open flight line of historic warbirds. Sun and Fun offers fun for the whole family with daily air shows, a kids zone, a classic car show, and lots of great food. Florida residents can make it a weekend the family will remember by coming Saturday, April 25th and Sunday, April 26th to experience three shows for the price of one. See the Breitling team perform at 3 p.m. Stay for the night air show, which includes aerobatic flyers, pyrotechnics, and a dazzling fireworks display. And come back Sunday for an additional show. Sun and Fun International Fly-In and Expo celebrating its 41st year all week long, April 21st through April 26th in Lakeland. It's bigger, it's faster, it's louder, it's Sun and Fun.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is a powerful pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
No, just keep going. Just keep going. I'm dancing. Yeah. Loving it. Good stuff. So yeah, Sun and Fun next week. But you know what 2 weeks is, right? Mayweather-Pacquiao. 2 weeks. After all those years, we're 2 weeks away. Finally, 2 weeks away. Guess who has two thumbs and is not buying the pay-per-view? This guy. Not buying it. I'll let somebody else buy it. I'll go watch it at their house.
We have less than 2 weeks till the draft.
Oh, yeah, that too. I'm looking forward to 3 weeks. Rugged Maniac, baby. Randy's got to put up. He's got to follow through. After all these weeks of pushing it, we have like 70 plus people on our team. We have people coming in from out of state for this.
Yeah, he's trying to recruit me. That's just not going to happen. But
why not?
No, I don't think so.
Come on.
No, I don't think I could get a doctor's note for that.
You know, you want to.
I'd probably need surgeon clearance for that. But Now that's something you should strap a GoPro camera to, the back of Randy.
The back of Randy?
Yeah.
You wouldn't see anything.
Or you're back in, well, how are we going to keep track? Because he'll be in the back of the pack, won't he?
We need a GPS.
Yeah,
we
probably. Put an ankle bracelet on you. Borrow Jameis's.
There it is. Shots fired.
Cross the bow.
No, shots fired. Sorry, that's Hernandez. Sorry. I'm going to be honest. A lot of times, not only during this show, but other shows too. Other shows being the Thursday night show. I don't pay attention to what's going on. And a lot of time is spent flipping through social media because, I mean, there's a lot of information that does, I mean, it's a useful tool. So I want to cover something that I just came across. Mississippi State and Adidas. I guess Adidas made these practice jerseys or these warm-up jerseys for Mississippi State baseball. And there's some Vegas theme on it. It's on the front. It's like the Vegas sign. It says Vega Arc Vegas, Mississippi. I'm not entirely sure. Or excuse me, Stark Vegas. And there's lights. It's like it's the neon lights of Las Vegas and just fitting the theme. But apparently, some of these lights have been spelling out a particular message, and it is incredibly vulgar in nature. Mississippi State has had to come out and apologize. Adidas has apologized because this phrase is directed at Ole Miss. How does somebody allow this to happen? I mean, this is somebody's job. You know, because we're talking about as pretty much as vulgar as you can get right now. And so, I mean, somebody's losing their job. How did this get to this point? You have Scott Strickland from Mississippi State release this statement via Twitter. His Twitter feed says, "This afternoon it came to my attention that a shirt provided to our baseball team by Adidas has an inappropriate phrase written on it. This is completely unacceptable and does not reflect the standards and values of Mississippi State University or its athletic department. For anyone who was offended by this shirt, as I was, please accept our apologies and rest assured that this has been rectified." Adidas also issued their statement, "We apologize to Mississippi State, their student athletes, fans, and alumni for this error. The Bulldogs' base layer graphic today featured old artwork that was never presented to the university. This graphic does not reflect our brand values nor those of Mississippi State. We take full responsibility for this error and wish Mississippi State the best of luck during Super Bulldog weekend." Am I missing something? There's an approval process and they're using old graphics that were not presented. They were never presented to the university. How did Adidas let it get that far? It shouldn't have been provided to the university because it shouldn't have had the vulgar statement on it in the first place. That just boggles my mind. I do not understand that at all. But we will stick with baseball because that's one of the few things that we haven't covered yet. And break up the Rays. 6-4. I will say that it was guessed, because that's all we're doing is we're guessing. Nobody knows. But it was guessed last week that the Marlins were going to sweep the Rays by a particular not-to-be-mentioned listener who called in earlier on the show today. Hi, Rob. And they were able to avoid that. They won 2 out of 3. The Rays did. So I like how the team has responded. Obviously, the Baltimore series here, that was meh. You had a bad first two games. Odorizzi looked phenomenal in his first start in the third game of the season. Went 7 innings, got the shutout, got the win. Boxberger came in and he was dominating. It was a great great effort altogether. And then taking the series against Miami, going up to Toronto, taking the series up there. Everything's seemingly sort of coming together, even though, especially with the pitching, there were so many injuries. And getting through just this first month, I think, allows, again, a little confidence is huge, especially in the game of baseball. It's such a mental game that if you are in the wrong spot mentally, then it can take you out of it, and then you have to get it back. It's good that you have a 162-game season, a forever-long season, but you can really do some damage to your numbers and your team if you don't get your streak back as soon as you can. So it allows these younger guys who are stepping up to fill the roles that we thought were going to be filled by your Alex Cobb. You have Archer, Odorizzi, Smiley, and again, I'm naming all the pitchers because that was just where we saw the majority of the issues. But getting through this first month is huge, and now they're back from their quick road trip, and they're facing the Yankees tonight. It's AL East the rest of the month. You have Yankees and Red Sox. So it's obviously they need to get everybody back in healthy. Speaking of healthy, Longoria, if you saw the game last night, there was a little bit of beanball going on. Longoria was hit, and he was listed as day-to-day. I don't think it's going to get that far. I think he's fine, so that's a plus. That would be pretty bad if we're starting to get some people back health-wise and then have him down for a day or two. Even now, you need that veteran leadership, especially with the new team and with that new coach. Coach Cash also getting his first ejection of the year in his young career as a manager. I really don't understand the point of why he even challenged what was going on. Donaldson, they had reviewed the call, which was hit by pitch. They reviewed it, they saw it, made their decision, gave him first base. Why try? I mean, you have the lead. It's the eighth inning. It's a hit by pitch call. You're talking one base runner, so not the biggest issue to be fighting. Lastly, to close it out, playoffs, hockey, it's a great thing to watch unless your team is losing. And right now, back 1-0. Detroit, they played well. The goalie played phenomenally because of all of the offensive opportunities the Bolts had. It was a really, really impressive performance by him. He had 44 saves. But Bolts have got to step it up, especially with their recent playoff history. They haven't had a playoff win since the 2010-2011 season. So, obviously, with that, going into their next game on Saturday, got to really step it up. A lot of pressure on them. Next game is Saturday at 3. So, everybody, thanks for tuning in. Again, Randy's going to be back next week. This has been Alex. Follow us on Twitter at Knockout Radio, at KO Wegs. Enjoy your weekend. See you at Sun and Fun.